My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, every Sunday in our masses, we proclaim our profession of faith because we believe in the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. My dear brothers and sisters, belief in the resurrection is rather a late development in Israel, partly influenced by the Greek notion of the immortality of the soul. However, this belief is not shared by all the Jews. The Sadducees, whom the Jewish historian Josephus associates with the skeptical Epicureans, do not believe in the resurrection of the dead or afterlife. That's why they ask the Lord about the resurrection. They are concerned the present and argues that generations must continue to live on in their descendants. Making light of the resurrection, they use the Torah legislations concerning levirate marriage, where a brother is obligated to marry his brother's widow to ensure the progeny. They present Jesus a care of a woman who has married 7 husbands. If there is resurrection from the dead, there will be trouble in the afterlife over whose wife she will be. Jesus responds that the Sadducees are mistaken in thinking that life beyond is but a continuation of earthly life. It would be something new and wonderful, even without marriage, beyond what human dare to imagine. We can ask ourselves this question: what is our proof of life after death? What is our proof of life after death? My dear brothers and sisters, together let us renew our faith in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting as we profess every Sunday. For the Lord says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me will have eternal life." Amen.